So thank you for joining me today. Why don't we start with, tell me a little about your district. Where are you located? How many students? How many schools is it?
Sure. So San Antonio ISD is in San Antonio, Texas. It has about 50,000 students, which about, I want to say 22,000 are middle school and high school students. It's roughly about 100 schools. It's 16 high schools, and the rest are academies or middle schools or a combination of both. And it is majority Hispanic, so about 95% of our kids are Hispanic. And it is, I think we're 88% economically disadvantaged. So it's in the urban core of San Antonio, and it sort of fits the demographics of the city. And that's the district, yeah.
Wow. So tell me about yourself. So what do you do at San Antonio, and what are your responsibilities?
Yeah, so the district has these very specific 5-year goals for the year 2025. Goal number 10 is to increase the percent of graduates attending college. So we are seeking to have 70% of graduates attending college by 2025. I am basically the district department that mobilizes that work. We're called Post-Secondary Initiatives Department. I'm the director. And that's basically all we do is we try to create these college-going cultures so that that reflects on our college-going rates. It's not just specifically college, but it really is about just being ready for the next step. But we are very much in the mindset of if we can get our students to get a second piece of paper beyond their high school diploma, we can really help improve their socioeconomic upward mobility.
And so I know you're a schooling user, and we're kind of a match made in heaven, but I assume you had a platform before that. So what made you look for a college and career readiness platform?
So this is my 4th year with the district. When I first started, that year that I first started was the last year of the current RFP for the College and Career Readiness platform we were using. So inherently, we wanted to look at options. It wasn't so much that we were unhappy at the time with the platform itself, but we wanted to make sure we were not losing on any other potentials that were out there. Schoolings got on our radar about late fall that year of the of when we were going to start up the new RFP process in the spring, and it was just we were at the time we were just collecting potentials. The one thing though that I think I was able to bring a different lens to for the district was to really evaluate the tool for how it helps us with our outcomes rather than just having the tool because it's nice and it does what we want it to do. It was really, does the tool fit our ambitions? Not so much, do we just have a tool? And knowing that we had this very concrete college enrollment goal, I was able to set up for the district very concrete college enrollment indicators. So these are probably things you might be familiar with, FAFSA completion, the percent of graduates that are accepted to college, the ones that earn a scholarship. And what we started to do was a very simple. Does the current tool really gives us that? Those indicators, does it helps us track our goals? And if it doesn't, we have to have a conversation about a tool that does, because that's really what we were going after is how do we monitor and how do we help schools monitor in the easiest way possible, the amount of less clicks possible so that we can keep monitoring data and not. I think the biggest frustration was we were downloading spreadsheet after spreadsheet after spreadsheet. We had to process our own things, calculate our own averages, filter our own students. We couldn't even think about filtering by subpopulations. It was just a massive amount of data processing that a counselor and an advisor should not be doing. So we really were looking to just basically compare and contrast the outcomes and indicators we were watching. And how the tool would help us get to those outcomes or help us monitor those outcomes rather than just having the tool because it's a platform we need.
Of course. And if I could dive into that a little bit. So it sounds like what you're talking about is from where you sit kind of at the district, you're supporting all these different schools and all these different cohorts of people, and you were just sending them spreadsheets beforehand, right? Or getting the spreadsheets yourself and trying to do some analysis so they could get some level of insight. Is that right?
Well, It was also that we didn't, as a district, we didn't have a clear understanding of what we were watching. We knew we wanted to improve college enrollment. That's been happening since 2015. But we weren't really sure about the indicators that led to that. You know, the things you measure on a more frequent basis throughout the year, which then should help you, you know, get to your outcome of increasing college enrollment. And I don't think that analysis have been done well. And you know, at the time when we really started doing this work, it was just where we were. We were trying to understand what to watch. But as soon as we started getting a better grasp, it was basically around the time that I started that we really started to ask those questions. And not because necessarily I was asking them, but I was definitely asking them, that allow us to really say, does this match? Is a tool really helping us match to the things we need? Because currently, at the time we were really thinking about this, the way that a counselor and advisor was approaching data was very much, it takes me a lot of time to do it. Then I have to download 4 or 5 separate spreadsheets to just be able to get at 3 or 4 indicators. It just seemed like a lot of time was spent in the process of acquiring and processing the data, where I couldn't really get to the point of just doing something about the data, where I could improve it or intervene and help kids sort of do what they need to do. So that was really a big sort of revelation, if you will. Like we were seeing the indicators we were saying we should monitor, but then finding it really frustrating to really get at it quick enough for us to focus on interventions with students or with activities in students, rather than spending a whole day processing a spreadsheet just to then know what list I should go after.
Of course. And so what was that reaction from counselors and even students and maybe even teachers when you had implemented School Links and, you know, been like, hey, we're not going to send you Excels anymore. We're not going to spend all day, you know, combing through data.
I don't think it was the celebration that you might expect. I think first and foremost, it came at a time, like we adopted School Links July 2020. So just after March 2020, when the pandemic hit, that was our first using School Links.
Maybe not a great time for a new system.
Right. And yes, I was very much probably very alone. I had a small group of colleagues probably that would have made that decision. You know, colleagues in other school districts that I've talked to sort of were like, we're going to pause some big changes. This definitely was a big change. This was our one and only college and career planning platform we were switching. But I think what I was going at wasn't so much that we were going to celebrate moving away from the other tool. What I was going at is it allows us to continue to emphasize the indicators we were supposed to watch. Because rather than think about everything that, you know, rather than think about all the activities I could do in the platform, it was really about thinking of the 6 or 7 key indicators, just the 6 or 7, and then helping the tool and the things that offered to see how they could help us improve those 6 or 7. So I was really trying to eliminate the things we were watching, because we were watching way too many activities and tasks and what I would call inputs. We weren't watching enough outputs or outcomes from those activities and those tasks. So it definitely wasn't like we've all been waiting for this. But as they started to learn about the tool, they really started to see, first of all, the ease of use, which was one of the big factors in our change. But then also how I could go very quickly from my aggregate percentage, where am I at with FAFSA completion as a high school, to here's the list of students that have not completed FAFSA. That was sort of the two essential elements of what people were looking for. I can go back and forth. I can monitor performance, but then get a list quick enough to go after students that haven't done something. And our implementation plan wasn't very complex. We knew there were some key users that we needed to go after first. Our college bond advisors, our counselors at the high schools. We were doing some work with our middle school counselors, but we knew we couldn't really say, all right, this is the year to go train teachers and registrars and, you know, even custodians and cafeteria workers. Like we weren't there. So we focused on really those two populations. If we get our counselors and our advisors to focus and learn the tool well, then we can increase our concentric circles. We can go to the next level. So we created a SharePoint. We made sure we had what I call like the quick videos. So just quick videos of how to log in, how to click here, you know, go here. And so we started housing all of that. We were able to set that up to where we automated support besides the chat that's cool in SaaS. I mean, that's already wonderful in and of itself. We were able to complement that by having all of these quick videos in the context of SAISD, right? So there's a way to log in to all apps in the district, schoolings included. We needed to tell staff how to do that and how to tell kids how to do that. So, you know, it wasn't the best year for implementing something completely new, but I think because we went after it for the right reasons, we decided to switch because we needed to monitor the things we were saying we were going to monitor in a quick and easy way. It didn't feel burdensome for staff. And you know, part of the implementation, I think that I would also mention is that we also were not used to having a partner that was really partnering, that could listen to what we were trying to say and do something about it, however much they could do about it. We were very much used to, here's the tool, you figure out how to go around it, instead of, can we make these processes here, and here, or these clicks here, and here more efficient? That was wonderful because my staff felt like they could reach out and that they were going to get a genuine answer, not a, well, this is just the way the tool is type of answer.
I mean, that's great. We love to partner with districts, and really we care about making sure that you and your entire staff are as efficient as possible. You know, and you talk a lot about how it's having the data to be able to intervene with before something bad happens to a student, to really drive those positive student outcomes. And that's what we want. That's why we love working with you and your team and all of our districts. So, you know, we talked about how, like, it wasn't the best time to kind of do the implementation, but we're past that now. You've been using it for a little while. Your staff has been using it for a little while. How's it going now? How's that increase been? Has there been an increase in any of those, you know, leading indicators to drive those student outcomes? Has there been an increase in FAFSA completion, or, you know, any of those other leading indicators of adoption and that kind of stuff?
So it's not because of schoolings, but it's just a sort of bad to look at increases from 2020 to 21, just because of the pandemic. I think where is that the adoption itself, you know, I have yet to hear anybody say overall negative things about the tool. There might be some fine tuning. There might be some things that, you know, people are like, well, what about this? But they're all inherently because of the way people might interact with technology. Some of us really like certain ways, others likes other ways. And so the big success, I think, is that we have been able to centralize all things college, career, military readiness to the tool as intended. We have been able to prescribe expectations about the use of the tool, not to increase usage. That's not really what I'm interested in. Usage will come when we're able to do the things that the tool offers, you know, take assessments and set up goals and, you know, take some of the lessons that are embedded in there. I think we saw a significant amount of increase in usage in the first year. We're seeing it again this year because our kids are just much more engaged now that we're back in person. But it's also because we've set up some expectations as a district. We created this scope and sequence of very specific activities every grade level between 6th and 12th grade. And it's only like 2 or 3 per grade level. It goes, the list gets a little bit longer in 12th grade. And in schoolings itself, there are many to-dos that students have to do. But when we talk to staff about it, there's really only like at the most maybe 10 things that they have to do senior year within the platform. And they go down to 3 things they have to do in the 6th grade. So we try not to overwhelm our staff in terms of, here are all the things you can do, so go after them all. It's like, we're going to start out small. We'll do 3 today. Maybe in a few years, we'll go back. We'll go to 4 and more and more. And I think that has allowed for a lot of usage. One of the things that I have to give you guys prop on is when the students take the Would You Rather assessment, the kiddos are able to see what choices of high schools they have based on the industries or the responses they're getting from that test. And that's been a bit of a game changer because we do have a lot of choice in our district, but it's always been hard to really promote that in a way that makes sense to a student. We can talk to parents all day long about all of these high schools have all of these different programs, but it's much better to have a test result that tells us you're really interested in engineering. Here are three high schools in our district that have engineering. We just narrowed down the search. You don't have to think about 16 high schools, just the one, or just the two, or just the three. So even just being able to create informed students of what choices they have, not just for college, but for high school, has actually helped a lot of our middle schools be bought into the tool because of the information it gives them. Now I have a list of students in the eighth grade that have a career interest, and I can help them both choose a good high school, but also choose their endorsement as our state requires. So I think it's only going to go up from here. And honestly, to me, it always goes back down to it's very much the ease of use. The fact that it's just the functionality is very simple, but very useful. And so it's easy to navigate. Even if you feel like you're lost, you can kind of go back to where you were very quickly. Honestly, the visual appeal of it is also excellent. You know, it looks like a modern tool. And at the end of the day, I think we've had enough buy-in from leadership because it's so central. It allows us to monitor data. So an assistant superintendent can monitor the data they need to monitor, all the way down to a counselor who probably needs to monitor more stuff. They can also monitor at the level they need, the amount of schools or number of kids or grade levels that they need. So even that, I think, has been a pretty significant change. We have a lot of stakeholders in schools that have a lot of different grade levels or specific students within grade levels that they're responsible for. And the service of schoolings in terms of the tags and the filters and the caseloads, all of that allows people to look at what they need to look at rather than look at a broader picture and then try to narrow it down themselves.
I mean, that was the most concise answer I've had for that question. We're growing really fast. What advice would you give to a new district that's starting with SchoolLinks?
I think a lot of us spend a lot of time, again, in the inputs. I would advise another school district to define the outcomes for yourself and then to make sure that SchoolLinks is monitoring those outcomes. So a simple example I always give is you really should always be monitoring how many kids complete the FAFSA, not how many workshops for FAFSA you're doing. The workshops are an input that helps you in FAFSA completion. FAFSA completion is the thing you watch, and that gives schools the choice to do whatever they need to do, a workshop, a one-on-one, an evening thing, or a day thing. But it's really monitoring the outcome or the output, the FAFSA completion, that would help to drive success. So I can tell you that I've been in the place where we were using tools without really not understanding what our outputs were supposed to be. And so it very quickly waters down the effectiveness of a tool. So I think you really want to think about what outcomes am I watching? What's my watch list? Because what we measure, we treasure. And so we should be able to know, these are the things I need to watch on a daily basis. Is the tool watching them? Is it helping me watch them? Maybe even making it easier for me to watch them. And if that's true, I can tell you that a place like SchoolLinks that decides on a lot of, I can see in the principles of the design of the platform, the ability to monitor data at different levels for different people, for different students, it's going to be very easy for you to get buy-in from schools. It's already modern. It already looks nice. Kids already like it because it looks modern. It looks minimalist, which compared to other tools, it's just a better look, at least for me. But it really comes down to the district saying it's helping us watch what we need to watch and just make sure it does. And I think SchoolLinks, pretty much 99% of the time, probably 100% of the time, you'll be able to watch it anyway. You just need to find it for yourself first.
Well, that's all the questions I had. Thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing how you and your district are using SchoolLinks. And I hope everyone can learn from it.
Of course. Thank you for the opportunity, David.